Drought is taking a toll on winter wheat across South Dakota, but near Murdo, the crop is holding up reasonably well, according to Dakota Mill and Grain agronomist Bob Fanning.
Not looking too bad. I think there are some that are probably a little sparse in population, and there may be a few fields get sprayed out, but overall, I think most of it looks pretty decent.
While wheat prices and yield potential aren't exactly stellar, farmers who choose to keep their crop should focus on strategic management.
There's an old saying that has been around for a long time, if you plan for a failure, you're probably going to get a failure. And so cutting back too much is probably not a very good idea.
Fanning advises basing fertilization on soil testing, determining reasonable nutrient rates, and timing applications based on crop goals.
Most of the nitrogen should go on by the time the wheat plant has started jointing. If you do that, you're going to contribute mostly to yield. If it goes on after that, it's not going to contribute to yield so much, but more to proteins.
Weed control is another key factor, ensuring wheat makes the best use of available moisture and nutrients. Fungicides, too, can also make a difference. Fanning states many farmers apply a half rate of fungicide with early herbicide treatments.
Flagleaf is another time to put on a fungicide, possibly. And then, of course, the final one is right about it flowering when you may be having moist conditions for possible scab problems.
Managing winter wheat wisely could mean the difference between a struggling crop and a decent return. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.